As we pass under the Centennial Bridge, we enter the Calibra Cut. In Spanish, Calibra means serpent. It was originally the name of a village, now the name of the 8-mile cut through the Continental Divide. The Calibra Cut is also called the Galliard Cut, for D.D. Galliard, an army engineer who supervised the work. And the next 8 miles was literally blasted out of solid rock. As the ship proceeds down the cut, the abandoned towns of Empire and Calibra, once thriving towns, were high up on the ridge to our port side. Ahead are Gold Hill and Contractor Hill. Gold Hill on our starboard side, 662 feet high. Contractor Hill on our port side was 405 feet high. There was a ridge between them, 305 feet high, and that was the lowest point of the Continental Divide. It was also the location for the greatest geological activity, slides. Gold Hill was named for the myth told to French investors that there was enough gold in the hill to pay for the canal. Not true. Contractor Hill was named for the sheer number of contractors working on that spot during the construction of the canal. And that is true. Just south of Gold Hill is an uneven hollow known as the Cucaracha Slide, one of the oldest slides on the canal. It gave the Americans a terrible time and earned its reputation as a pesky bug. When the water was let into the cut in October 1913, the Cucaracha Slide blocked the canal, and it wasn't open until the following year. A safety basin has been dredged out at the canal bank at the Cucaracha Slide and has been effective in catching later slides without blocking the channel.